A plan to harmonise taxes for digital companies will be on the table this weekend when EU finance ministers meet in the Estonian capital Tallinn. France is leading the reform with the so-called equalisation tax and has companies such as Amazon in its crosshairs.
I'm confident that at the end of our meeting on Saturday, we will have the support of many other member states which will share our initiative for the sake of the improvement of the tax framework all over Europe.
The proposal has the support of the Germans, Spanish and the Italians. But the trick is to get low-tax members such as Luxembourg on board.
Unfortunately, the discussion that they're looking at now is only for a very limited number of corporations, which means that for the most part, we have the problem that we also had yesterday, even if they agree. But the other thing is that it's going to be very hard for them to agree on this because there are several EU member states that actually fight back when there's attempts to try and make multinational corporations pay tax.
Earlier this year, the EU ordered Apple to pay $13 billion in back taxes after Ireland was accused of giving the corporation preferential treatment.
When we talk about the big global digital companies, the Apples, the Amazons, the Microsoft, they're US-based companies. So we know it's a challenge in Europe to have more of those global players that have, let's say, a European foundation. So we need to do more to develop them. And as I say, making sure that we have the right tax system generally, but in particular for the digital companies, that's part of that story.
According to the FT, the French are said to be pushing for a turnover tax to be set at somewhere between 2% and 5% of revenue.